Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Transforming Trauma. I'm Eve, and I'm back today to share my truth again, to encourage others to share theirs. Today's podcast is going to be on the topic of survivor sisterhood and connecting with other survivors. I think that the single most valuable aspect of my healing thus far has been meeting and connecting with other sister survivors. I can't imagine how I would have gotten as far as I have today without knowing the incredible women who have come before me and who have given me strength and support, who have been there in a way that no one else could be because they just really understand and can hold space in a unique way. This past weekend, I had the chance to go back to the Women's Center in Cambridge, and I'll go into more details by the end of this, but it's a very unique place, and once a month, there's a drop-in group where about on average, since I started going last spring, I'd say about 15 people crowd into this small room, and it's the club that no one wants to be part of. But the theme this month was knowing our truth, and I never really know what to expect, but it never disappoints me. And this month was especially interesting because it was the first time I went where I really wasn't feeling so strong, and I know it was interesting to notice how much harder that was for me. Like, I noticed I was a little bit hesitant to speak and take up space and not want to share my writing on Saturday when I went back for the monthly Survivor Theater workshop led by one of the survivors who I've known actually for several years now. But during the conversation about knowing our truth, some women shared about how they're just tired of this identity, and some people were voicing that they don't want to be associated with it, but that they realize that they do better when they regularly connect with the group. People shared about the separation that they feel from their family and the loneliness, and how coming to the center and these groups are like coming home and feeling less alone with it and hopeful. We talked about the different waves of remembering, and some people express that they feel fortunate or unfortunate when they do have clear memories. Many people gave voice to what I actually didn't even know was a term, body memories, so I'm looking forward to learning more about that. I always learn something from these really brilliant, inspiring women. We talked about the denial by society from our families, but also within ourselves, and how it affects us, the way our families minimize what happened, and how it causes us to question our intuition, something that we know is true. Believe it or not, many of the people who come to these groups get more support at the groups than than from their families, where they're supposed to receive that nurturing in your family of origin. So learning to accept and stand firm in what you know is something that we were really focusing on this past group. There was one woman in particular whose story stood out to me. She was talking about how she had been abused her whole life, and she decided that she always wanted to be a gym teacher, and so now she's a health teacher, a gym teacher, and she discloses her survivor identity, and she's been an advocate now and gone to court and just gone above and beyond for all these kids in her classes, and it just nearly moved me to tears to imagine, like, her life and what she's been through and just her strength to have that now be part of her career, and to have the courage to disclose in a professional place is not something that's easy. So that's a good example of just the kinds of connections that you make at these groups. Sometimes it can be upsetting to see that somebody's in their, 60s, 70s and still struggling, but to see people across the life cycle at different points in their journey and still coming to receive and offer strength to each other is a really beautiful experience. People talked about the dysfunction in their families and realizing that they didn't share the same worldview and trying to keep in perspective why they might not need to care so much about what kind of negativity is coming from their family if they kind of reassess what they value and how they want to see the world. So another little anecdote that I wanted to share is that on the next day, Saturday, there was the monthly Survivor Theater workshop, and we did a writing activity, and this was a bit of a smaller group. It was about six or seven of us, and this one woman, she came in a little bit late, and she looked a little nervous, and you could tell pretty quickly after she walked in that English wasn't her first language. She's from Mexico. She actually is here visiting her partner, and I think she plans to move here full-time, but she's never, ever been to a group like this, and she was just saying how nervous she was and how moved she was to see us, to see that we all existed. And I actually, for the first time in my life, realized why I learned Spanish, and it was for this moment, and it was such a privilege. I got to translate her writing and her introduction of who she is and why she was there, because she was so nervous, she was having trouble accessing English. And gosh, it was just the most, I can imagine what it's like to be a medical interpreter or something, because it felt like such an honor to get to welcome her into the space and let her be seen and have her feel safe. So it was really special and moving always to see women coming there for the first time. There was another young woman who just moved back here after many years away, and she was talking about how there was nothing like this in Washington. And I've been blown away by the lengths that people travel to be in this space. And the last thing I want to mention is that there is a fundraising campaign going on for the Cambridge Women's Health Center. And I want to put a plug, if anyone's feeling inspired, or at least will go onto the website to check it out. It's the first organization for survivors of childhood sexual abuse in the country. It's an all-survivor, all-volunteer organization that's been providing these programs and services for 36 years. As you know, 40% of females in the U.S. are sexually abused as children, and over 20% are incestually abused. This is the only organization, Incest Resources, in the greater Boston area and beyond, providing these services for survivors and by survivors, and providing everything free of charge. That really blows me away. It's so expensive to heal and to invest in yourself, and the fact that every month or any week I can go to this center and get support and enjoy their amenities and just meet other people along their journeys. It's very rare. People from Western Mass, the Cape, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Connecticut regularly come. People from Maine, Vermont, New York who are active come to the community and experience the sense of belonging that I've been describing. And it's great to have role models who are all in recovery and be inspired by their resilience. So in addition to providing these referrals and resources, literature, recovery materials, the psychoeducation groups are what I've been kind of speaking to, the therapeutic art-based groups. We have these survivor quilt projects and survivor theater projects that have sprouted up over the past something years by survivors in this community. So it just keeps on growing, and there's not enough space. The rooms are not big enough. The activity, you know, people are limited by how many people can come now. So there's a project going on, and if you're interested, you can write a check or mail it to the Women's Center, 46 Pleasant Street, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 02139. And big or small, whatever your donation is, it will bring us closer. So please do check it out. The director is named Dr. Elaine Westerlund, and you can go to incestresourcesinc.org for more information. So thank you all for listening. I hope that you will consider looking in your area for a survivor support group. There are some incest, like Survivor Incest Anonymous groups I've heard of. There's so many ways to heal, DBT, therapy, acupuncture, but being around other survivors is like nothing I can hardly put into words. It's changed my life, and I know that it will be part of my life for the forever. I can't imagine how I would go on and have the strength if I didn't know that there were other women fighting and struggling and gaining more and more courage every day. So please do take care of yourself, and be sure to consider the power of sharing and connecting with other survivor sisters. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.